Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's Chris Norton. Hey, what's going down? Welcome to this. This is our, you know, pre-show. And I'm not really sure what I'm, what I'm supposed to do. But I know I wanted to talk a little bit about vaccinations on the show today and what we're doing at Throb City to make your adult film viewing experience something that I think is, you know, going to be very special and everything like that. I want to call up my friend Bob Mead, who's retired. Wait a minute, bitch. Legendary Bob Mead. I mean, he's been in some 6,000 adult films. God damn it. What's the fucking number, you motherfucker? Hold on. Oh, fuck me. So, so I wanted to talk to Bob. Bob, you're going to be on the show with us.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's real good. Yeah, that's very good. I'm very interested to be at it.
Bob, you're in some 6,000, 7,000 adult films, right?
Uh-huh.
That's so fucking lame. Bob meets with us. Bob, you're in some 6,000 like adult films, right?
I think we did the 6,000 or 7,000. I wasn't really sure. But you know something, and this is, look at this. So there's no, there it is. Well, you know, I think it's on some 6,000 or 7,000 adult films, yes.
Yes, it was right. It was about 6,000 or 7,000 I was in, you know.
And you're legendary. You did the twists. You did the shake of them. You was able. You took on Wendy Wax.
Right, I took on Wendy. Let's be clear. I took on Wendy Wax and Hazel the Wonder Dog. And she's not, it was not a dog, it was a woman, and she was a very beautiful woman, but they called her Hazel the Wonder Dog because she could jump up and catch a frisbee.
Right, yeah, Hazel Wonder Dog was a very beautiful porn actress, but she was able to also leap up and catch a frisbee, and that's part of the sass.
Yeah, that's right. She would, then she'd corkscrew back down on top of me, pretty as you please.
Bob meets with us. Bob, how's it going?
It's pretty good.
Bob Mead. Bob, how's it going?
It's very good. Thank you.
How long have you been out? Well, how long have you been retired?
I retired 2 years ago in May.
What year was that?
A couple years, 2015 or...
you mean 2019?
2019? That doesn't sound right. It's only about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that would be 2019.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. It's time now for, I'm Chris Norton, and I'm going to be talking with you here. Let me see something here, man. Where are we? Oh, this one.
The hockey that's on tonight is junior hockey from Canada. What is that about? I don't want to watch that shit. It says NHL Network. Doesn't say junior hockey network. Fuck this. What is this shit that I'm looking at, man? It's a maple leaf with a crown in the middle. There's Rockets? Laval. This is Laval, which is in... Laval is in, what do you call it? Quebec, right? And the team that they're playing is some Toronto junior team. Looks like.
And thank you very much. This is Chris Norton. I'm really excited about being with you tonight because this is a very special time. We're going to be interviewing Bob Mead. And, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Got some of the crew is here with me from some of the crew is.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I see. That's clipping when I clap like that. Some of the crew is with me tonight from Norton Explodes and Throb City. We got Bob Mead in, Chet and Chad. Bob Mead's here.
All right, yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. Then one of the great performances.
Yeah. So Bob Mead will be our special guest. I want to remind you to get Chris Norton memorabilia at philhenryshow.com. I don't know what they have. I don't think they have any Chris Norton merch, but they ought to have some. I've been an adult film actor and producer now for some 6 or 7 years. I was living with my parents. That was an unfortunate situation because while I was doing pharmaceutical sales, I was doing phone sales for a pharmaceutical company in Redondo Beach, California. Unfortunately, I also have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast. But my parents, unfortunately, didn't understand that part of me viewing these adult films, my manager at the time was Lance Germain, he didn't get it either, that you spend a fair amount of time spanking, you know. You spend a fair amount of time, you know, spanking ham. So my mother walked in on me doing it, and spanking the ham. So I don't know, man. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Chris Norton with Chris Norton. And now Chris Norton. Chris, how are you, buddy? Very good, Mr. Henry. Thank you for having me on your show.
Glad to have you with us. And General Shaw and Margaret Ray, we're all here.
Now, you're going to be interviewing the legendary Bob Mead, is that right?
Yeah, my interest in Bob Mead goes back when I was a kid. I used to, I guess I shouldn't say this, but I did sneak. I snuck looking at some of the nudie cooties that my dad had and some of the sunbathe films, you know, the nudist camp.
Yeah, these nudist camp films now. Are you familiar with this Doris Wishman, is it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with her. She did the early nudie cooties. But when things got serious, things got hot and heavy, she did try to segue into the hot and heavy stuff, but I don't think she did it good.
Now, what would you call doing it good? Because the early nudie cuties, lots of bare breasts, lots of bare rear ends, but not much more.
No, they couldn't go hardcore until they lifted restrictions on free speech, because it's about a freedom of speech.
You think it's about freedom of speech, huh?
Yeah, it's totally about freedom of speech.
I don't know if I want to do him in an interview situation. Man.
All right. And now the Chris Norton Show. And now the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents Chris Norton in his exclusive one-on-one with the great legendary adult film star, Bob Mead. Here's Chris.
Thanks a lot, Wix Beanman. Thanks, Wix Beanman, and
you're welcome.
Wix Beanman.
And now, the legend... And now, Chris Norton,
Wait a minute, man. What I gotta do is this.
And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents Chris Norton with an exclusive one-on-one interview with the legendary adult film star Bob Mead. Here's Chris.
Hey, thanks a lot, Wix Beanman. And welcome to this edition of Chris Norton lays it out, you know. I haven't gotten a name for it yet. Mr. Henry allows me to do these occasional interviews, which I am very grateful for. I'm very grateful for him, which I'm very grateful for him to let me, for him, let me do, for him, let me do. That's, that didn't sound right. I'm very grateful. Can you?
I can edit it out, yeah.
Okay. I'm very grateful for him for to let me do it.
Oh, here's our buddy who buys houses. He'll offer you cash. Tarek. Tarek buys houses. Do you really, Tarek? Whose money are you using? Whose money are you working with? The Tarek promise? You ain't got enough money for my house, man. There ain't enough dough. You haven't got enough money for my house.
Yeah, so anyway, that was the whole trip there.